So hello everyone and welcome to the Unmastered India podcast. In this part, we are going to discuss about the art of thinking rational. To dive deep into the laws of human nature, first, we have to train our brain to think rationally. Thinking, making decisions, is one of the many main functions of our brain. Often, we let our emotions affect our thinking and decision-making process. Emotions are our largest hurdle in thinking rationally. If we don't think rationally, we may end up doing the things we regret the most. We have seen numerous examples how emotion mess up the situation, like Pandavas losing everything they had just because of greed and to get power. Arjun not being able to fight the battle of Kurukshetra because of his heightened emotions. And I'm sure there are much more. Thinking rationally is an art, and it can be mastered only through practice. And today, we are going to discuss the three-step method on how can we practice to think rationally. So let's get started. First step is to become aware of what we call low-grade irrationality. This is a function of continuous moods and feelings we experience in life below the level of consciousness. What I mean to say is the feelings which are affecting our thinking indirectly. It may be our surroundings, our group, or any sort of thing. When we plan or make decisions, we are not aware of how deeply these moods and feelings skew the thinking process. These emotions create different types of biases. These biases distort the reality, which leads to mistakes and ineffective decisions. Remember, our mind will only show us what we want to see or what we believe in. Being aware of them, we can begin to counterbalance their effects. Second step is to understand the nature of what we shall call high-grade irrationality. This occurs when our emotions become inflamed, generally because of certain pressures. As we think about our anger, excitement, resentment, or suspicion, it intensifies into a reactive state. Everything we see or hear is interpreted through the lens of this emotion. We become more sensitive and prone to other emotional reactions. Impatience and resentment can bleed into anger and deep distrust. These reactive states are what lead people to violence or manic obsessions, to uncontrollable greed or the desire to control other people. Understanding this type of irrationality and being aware to able to recognize the reactive states will help us pull back when we are in this types of situation and help us prevent to do something we would definitely regret later. Third step is the simplest and most important of all. We need to enact certain strategies and exercises that will strengthen the thinking part of brain and give it more power in the eternal struggle with emotions. I have put up the strategies and exercises up on my blog, whose link is given in the description. Make sure to have a look at it when the video ends. So we have seen how deeply our emotions are intertwined with our thinking and decision-making process. Thinking rationally is the first step towards understanding the laws of human nature. In the next videos, we will be diving deep into the laws of human nature and answer the question like why we are the way we are. If you like the video, don't forget to press the subscribe button, like the video, share it with your friends and family, and hit the bell icon to make sure you never miss our future videos. Thank you.